Dr. James Brumall, Associate Professor of History, Director of the Robert C. Byrd Center for Congressional History and Education, and Director of the George Tyler Moore Center for the Study of the Civil War.
What are your thoughts on being a finalist for West Virginia Professor of the Year?
I know it's cliche, but it was a bit surprising. I'm incredibly humbled by it, and then deeply honored, of course. We're at an institution that values teaching as one of the paramount concerns of faculty. So I'm among colleagues who invest themselves entirely in this endeavor, and so even being nominated to begin with was an incredible honor, knowing, of course, that I'm among such talented individuals, and that across the state, likewise, this is a place that values education deeply, especially those in higher ed. And so to be among that group, that chosen group, is an extraordinary feeling, and again, something that's deeply humbling, though.
You're a history teacher. Talk about your teaching and your approach to the teaching.
Sure. I'm a scholar of the Civil War era, primarily, and I am in one of the best places, quite literally, in the world to do my work. I came here deliberately in 2015, knowing the proximity to resources like Antietam National Battlefield, Harpers Ferry National Historical Park, Shepherdstown itself as a historic community, historic district. And so I really think of my teaching in a couple different ways. On the one hand, in the classroom itself, I try to invest my students in a variety of different source materials. So we investigate primary sources, documents written by participants at the time. We do a lot of work with art and images and have them think critically about how incidents or events are being portrayed, represented. If we're in the right time frame, we use photography, and then of course also video and music. And so I like my students to be curious about source materials, to have conversations with among their peers about these materials, and I try to instill in them the excitement that I have about the past. Now again, being where we are, I also think of the classroom, of course, as a much larger space. At the 300 level, especially the upper division history classes, I have usually tremendous opportunities 4 to 5 times a semester, if not more, to take my students out of the classroom and to go into our community. It often entails smaller trips within about a 15-mile radius, and then usually once a semester, a much larger trip, 50-plus miles, that's by bus. But this gives students an opportunity to interact with these tremendous historic sites, cultural resources, museums, and battlefields. In most instances, I think those trips go incredibly well. Students get extremely excited about seeing the resource, interacting with the landscape, thinking about historical question differently. Again, is what's so special about Shepherd. Even, going into the town itself and exploring the 18th and 19th century landscape and the sundry layers, the built environment, affords students tremendous opportunities. I think the third prong that I try to bring is people that I know in the field into the classroom, or bring my students to them at their respective sites. And so what I'm also trying to do is create skill sets that students can then carry with them after they leave Shepherd and successfully graduate and start thinking about a career path. How can I equip them with knowledge and information that's going to help them navigate a sometimes challenging job market? And so I bring in professionals who talk about their own sort of trajectory. How did they get to where they were? What can students do to, improve upon their resumes? What type of internship opportunities can we cultivate so students have an opportunity to interact with professionals in a professional setting? And so again, especially in the upper division classes, I try to bring a lot of people into the classroom. And also when we go to these historic sites, it's not just me kind of guiding people around, it's often students interacting with people who have been in the field sometimes for decades. We have this incredible community around us. And I think one of the things, again, that has been so wonderful about being a Shepherd is the collaborations and the partnerships that I've been able to cultivate. And this is a community that's very giving. And so they're very willing to come and talk to our students. And so, in those three areas, I think I really try to engage my students either in the lower or upper division history classes.
You're talking about history, but you're talking about giving them tools for today. So kind of make that connection.
There's certain things that I think they need to know as future citizens, as engaged individuals in their communities. And so, of course, we'll talk about those broader themes. The rise of freedom and slavery in the United States, westward expansion, political upheaval and revolution and conflict and all these different things. But I also fundamentally believe that I can teach them skill sets like critical thinking, how to create a cogent argument, how to write carefully and concisely. And ultimately, we have a series of exercises within the classroom, often dealing with primary source materials, where they're doing assignments that, of course, one, analyze a primary source, so that engages critical thinking. But then I spend a lot of time working on feedback for written work. So then we're also starting to think now about how to make an argument, how to write concisely, how to apply these skill sets later on when you're doing a cover letter, or you're writing a resume, or you're in an interview and you need to persuade someone that you're the applicant that's best for this job. And so I try to dovetail those two skill sets, if that makes sense. I think the other way to do this, at the especially the upper division classes, is to create class projects in which students themselves become actors. They're the independent actors who are constructing, be it a digital project like a website, or be it a walking tour, or the narrative for a podcast, interpretive paneling. They become the agents. So they're the ones that are gathering the source materials, both primary and secondary. They're synthesizing said materials, and then they're thinking critically about how you can create a narrative, create narrative cohesion with these documents or these sources, and then distill that in a format that someone who may not know much about history would encounter at, say, a public history site. And so in some instances, we actually do partner with organizations, so they will have a tangible sort of outcome for that work. But oftentimes, it's just learning how to navigate that process.